The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
We're going to spend the first 2 hours tonight with David John Oates as we walk through the fabulous world of reverse speech. David has been working very hard, as has his number one reverse speech assistant, on the so-called debate Monday. And I hope you've had a chance to look at Rents.com. If you haven't, please do. Look at the top political art story that I put up today. In fact, look at both of them in case you missed the second one. But it's all there. Hillary Rod Ham Clinton is a cheat, a fraud, in addition to being a career criminal, Satanist, and God only knows what else. The stories up there are really irrefutable. The title, Blatant Revelations of Clinton Cheating at the Debate. First story, Rigged Podium Electronics. Take a look. Hand signals, many of you have already seen them, no question, and more. Second story, Clinton caught cheating again with another earpiece. In case you missed that one, take a look, we broke that story here as well. What did Clinton aide remove from her podium immediately after the so-called debate was over? Well, you take a look, you decide. One guy came walking up there, in fact, he met her when she got there at Hofstra. He came walking up on the stage to her podium and grabbed her notes, her alleged notes, immediately after the conclusion of the debate. This is so damning that the woman should be removed from running. She should be disqualified, disallowed, if there was any honor, any integrity, any morality whatsoever in the DNC, they would pull this witch. It's beyond fraud. It's beyond criminal. It is felonious lying, misrepresentation, deceit, and ultimately it is treason against the American Constitution and our political process. No one in their right mind could look at the facts that I consider being right-minded and come up with the idea that they're going to support this woman. It's not possible. Donald Trump is not perfect, but that man, against the array of deceit that was thrown at him in the debate, handled himself magnificently. Go back and listen to the words, listen to what he says, review it, especially after you know what the hell happened. I mean, he came across incredibly well, given the fact that she knew all the questions, she had all of her so-called zingers. Those are hot buttons. Those are insults. Ready. She had an earbud. She was being directed with an ear speaker what to do it, when to do it, how to do it. There was a strange light on her podium that Donald Trump's podium didn't have. I suspect that light may have been a teleprompter, a narrow one, but nonetheless a rolling script. There was something else beneath the top of the podium that was removed right after the event. Another man came out, disconnected something, and pulled it out. What was that? They didn't do it with Trump's podium. Trump's podium had nothing but a large notepad on top of it. What you saw was fraud. As Gerald says, it is the great presidential reality show. And the actress up there is Hillary Clinton. This woman was not only engaged in the most dubious, deceitful behavior, but there really can't be any question that she was medicated to the max. She stood there. We know she can't tolerate standing. Somehow she did it. She was probably given some kind of an amphetamine without side effects. They have all kinds of things now. She was jacked up big time. She was a machine. I'm doing all this to set the stage for the reversals you're going to hear. Hillary Rodham Clinton is not someone up there speaking off the top of her head. She is not actively engaged with her subconscious mind. She is focused 1,000% on her pre-recorded sound bites and her zingers. She's being directed, so she's not up there actually engaging in the process called life living and the pursuit of thought and constructive conversation. She was being directed. Zombie, marionette, mannequin. It was absolute fraud. Look at the stories. And then consider Donald Trump's performance in light of that. The guy deserves 5 stars. I couldn't have stood up to that. He did, because he stood on his principles, his issues. And as you know from reverse speech, Donald Trump does not lie. Donald Trump is Donald Trump. Hillary Rodham Clinton is an arch criminal, a traitor to this country who should be in prison. Actually, she should get worse than that, but I'll be charitable tonight. David, are you there? Welcome.
How are you, sir?
Well, I hope you understand my feelings on things.
Oh, yeah, I watched that video after I spoke to you a little while ago. That's quite remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, remarkable, thoroughly disgusting. It's a shameful time in American politics. Lester Holt was involved. She signaled him 6 different times. He interrupted Trump over 45 times. He, quote, interrupted Hillary, his boss, 7 times. He's a fraud. He's a house Negro. It's all he is. I'd say he was a house Indian or a house Caucasian or whatever. It doesn't matter. He was put in there. He's a token. He's from Jamaica. Yes, I understand that. In way over his head and clearly involved with the fraud that we were all subjected to. And I, again, want to commend Donald Trump for handling it as well as he did. It's like playing football against a team, and you know every play they're going to run at you before they run it. You do have a bit of an advantage, don't you? Well, that's Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I was quite shocked to watch that video. That was quite blatant. I'm surprised no one's taking any action on that. I mean, that's,
no one takes any action against this woman, David. She's guilty of... She gets away with perjury, bribery, blackmail, fraud, graft, corruption, and probably murder.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. All right, well, let's look at some reversals, shall we?
Let's listen to them, too. Yeah, you can also look at them when you go to reversespeech.com. We'll have them up at Rents tonight, the recording of the program. You can go listen to that as well. Now, I'm not expecting any earth-shaking things from Clinton. There'll be some good ones, but I think she was so medicated, David, and so focused on this, and so rehearsed and so set up, and she's got Parkinson's. She's got something very gravely wrong with her. that we'll see how this plays out. I'm curious. So go ahead. Yeah.
All right, okay. So this is her opening line of the debate. So let's just run this forward. Here we go.
But even more...
Oh, wrong track.
That's right. They didn't applaud that loudly for her.
No, that was from the DNC. So
yeah.
Okay.
So
finally, we tonight are on the stage together, Donald Trump and I. Donald, it's good to be with you.
Okay. Now, remember how in previous shows we pointed out that Hillary's spirit is speaking to her, constantly correcting her and chastising her? And we've played some classic examples of that. The classic one was, "Oh, be quiet."
Okay. Absolutely, see? Yes.
So here she does. So here she is. She starts off by saying to Donald, "It's good to be with you." And backwards, she says, "Be honest, you." Here we go.
Be honest, you.
Be honest, you.
You got that?
Be honest, you.
So
that's hilarious.
Sort of. Yeah, it's a real oomph. A spirit say, "You." It's trying to make her wake up. Listen.
Be honest, you. Her subconscious is having to deal with her criminality all the time. That's very funny. What a telling reversal.
And it's not the first time we've heard that.
No.
Here it is from the DNC. Now, this is the one I accidentally played. So here she at the DNC.
But even more important than the history we make tonight is the history we will write together in the years ahead.
And here she says, "Be honest, damn you."
Be honest, damn you.
Be honest.
You got that?
Be honest, damn you.
Oh, so this is hilarious. Oh, yeah.
So it just starts off. I mean, that's the first reversal I found. I go, yeah, that's about right.
So her subconscious is beside itself trying to deal with this criminal. That argues very well for all of us having something within us that is above all of this madness and on a higher plane of morality and spirituality. Even this wretch has one in there. That's funny, David. That is really funny. Play the first one again from the debate, please.
Okay, so here's the debate. Here's the forwards.
Finally, we tonight are on the stage together, Donald Trump and I. Donald, it's good to be with you.
And here's the reversal. Be honest, you. And listen to the emphasis on the word you.
Be honest, you.
Be honest, you. Be honest, you.
That's funny. That is hilarious. You know, here she is. Donald, it's nice to be with you. I'm ready tonight. I'm going to cheat like hell. You don't have a chance. It's sure nice to be here, Donald.
And then Donald comes back with this. Listen to this.
In all fairness to Secretary Clinton, yes, said okay, good. I want you to be very happy. It's very important to me.
Okay, so he comes back with that to Hillary, and then he says, yeah, goddess, sing. He's actually being a bit sarcastic, is what he's doing. So here we go.
Yeah, goddess, sing. Yeah, goddess, sing.
And there
we
go.
Yeah, goddess. Okay, goddess, go ahead and sing. Yeah, we're ready for
it. Yeah, it's a sarcastic response. Okay?
I want to point something out, David. In that little clip you played, you could hear Donald Trump inhaling through his nose. Now, understand that whoever is running the audio on that was pushing the gain on that microphone up so they could hear that. They eventually quit doing it, and you didn't hear it anymore. It was intentionally overriding and overdriving that microphone to be able to pick up every little noise that he made. And that's why you could hear him inhaling.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, well, it was all through the debate. I'm going, gee, what's he doing? And then someone online, there was something online about, oh, he was sniffing Coke or something.
He doesn't even drink, David, as you know. Man doesn't. It's ridiculous. These people can't think. They turned the mic up. That's a red hot mic. And if you've ever worked in the industry, you know damn well that's what was going on.
Right. Yep. Yep. Yeah, well, it certainly detracted from his performance.
Well, they did everything to detract from his... They did everything possible to make him look like hell. And still he came out. Because when you're listening, here's a man dealing with issues. Here's a woman dealing with crap, ad hominem attacks. That's all she's doing. Trying to put him down. Being directed through her ear, a teleprompter in all likelihood. She had the questions in advance. The moderator was working with and for her. What a joke. What a joke.
Anyway, but there you go. You've got a response. So you got, a statement and then the response back.
Both from the subconscious minds. This is interesting.
Yeah. Got his sync. So anyway, and then we go on. I'm just going in order of occurrence here, although some of them are out of order, but we'll go in order as much as I can. I sort of got them in from a couple of different sources. So, all right, so here we go with the next one.
She said it's the finest deal you've ever seen.
No.
And then you heard what I said about it, and all of a sudden you were against it.
Well, Donald, I know you live in your own reality, but that is not the fact.
And here she says quite clearly, hear the lie. And then a very quick worrying to Bill, obviously, Bill Clinton. So here we go. So, okay, so she's speaking a lie, okay, and Bill's worried about it. He knows. And so there's why he's worried, I don't know. Maybe he's worried he'll get busted, she'll get busted or whatever. So
her subconscious is noting... We hear the lie, and then talks about Bill. So, okay, this woman really is split. There are two different people here. There's a subconscious Hillary, and then there is at least the public persona. Maybe there's more. I don't know. But that's fascinating. Well, when you hear the arrogance in her voice, David, that doesn't go over well with people. Donald, speaking down to him. It's and I mentioned she sounded like a woman or a human being who needed a knuckle sandwich. She's just got a mouth on her.
Ugly stuff. So we're hearing a subconscious transcript of what she's thinking and feeling unconsciously a lot of the time. So it's actually quite a fascinating reverse speech study, quite frankly. All right, okay, now we have Donald Trump. He's next in order. Here we go.
See, you're telling the enemy everything you want to do. No wonder you've been fighting. No wonder you've been fighting ISIS your entire adult life.
Okay. Now, I want to set this one up a little bit. This uses the word you. And there's been a bit of discussion on my YouTube video that I posted on the debate. Well, is you Donald or is you Hillary? Who's you? And in reverse, it can get a little bit difficult sometimes because reverse switch will often use the word you, but many times it can be your spirit speaking to the conscious self, okay? But in this case, Donald Trump is talking specifically at Hillary Clinton, okay? So hang on, let's just play that little back clip again.
No wonder you've been fighting ISIS your entire adult...
And then he says backwards, agree, you're no one. So he's diminishing her forwards and diminishing her in reverse. So agree, you're no one. Got that, Jeff?
Yeah. No question. None.
Yeah. So he's just reinforcing what he's saying forwards. Okay. He's just adding emphasis.
Once again, he's a congruent human being. She is not. There is a perfect example of it.
Yeah. And here we have an unusual one. I will play it and we'll discuss what it might mean. This is on Trump. Here we go.
It's probably $5 trillion that we can't bring into our country, Lester. And with a little leadership, you'd get it in here very quickly, and it could be put to use on the inner cities and lots of other things, and it would be beautiful. But we have no leadership.
Oh, he's talking about money that they can get from overseas that can be used in inner cities. And he says backwards, sniff the lover's soul.
Sniff the lover's soul.
Sniff the lover's soul.
And again.
Sniff the lover's soul.
I think that's internal dialogue. I think he's talking to himself. I think he's saying that if this happens, if we can get this money and use it in the inner cities, it's going to be a really great thing. And he's tapping into his soul and what he wants to see happen. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a metaphor. And there's actually two or three unusual metaphors in this debate, which I am going to play. And we'll see if we can just dissect them as we go. So that's the first one. Okay? And it's just basically... it's just he's just being genuine forwards and being genuine backwards, you know. He's sniffing, exploring, experiencing, tapping into his soul that is concerned. Does that make sense?
That's exactly correct, and I think you're analyzing it perfectly. Yeah, I agree. Sure.
Yeah. So let's play it again. Let's play the forwards and the reverse again, because this is the first metaphor. So here's the forwards.
Probably $5 trillion that we can't bring into our country, Lester. And with a little leadership, you'd get it in here very quickly, and it could be put to use on the inner cities and lots of other things, and it would be beautiful. But we have no leadership.
And backwards, sniff the lover's soul.
Sniff the lover's soul.
Yeah, there it is.
Sniff the lover's soul.
Yeah.
Sniff the lover's soul.
Yeah, a few more metaphors in this. I don't normally get metaphors in public speeches. You know, of course, I get them in private session work all the time, but public speeches, they're unusual. Anyway, there's the first one.
Okay. Good.
All right. Now we've got a really bizarre reversal on Hillary. Are you surprised to hear that she has a bizarre reversal?
I'm stunned. I'm going to be quiet for 10 minutes. I'm in shock.
Being very sarcastic, of course. And she uses two words in this reversal that the only other person I've heard these two words on is Bill Clinton. Okay?
So, oh, funny.
Yeah, so we're going to play this one, then we're going to play the Bill Clinton one. So here's the forwards.
And I think probably he's not all that enthusiastic about having the rest of our country see what the real reasons are, because it must be something really important, even terrible, that he's trying to hide.
Oh, okay. She's talking about his tax returns, okay? And back what she says, I now see little breast. Here we go.
I now see little breast.
I now see little breast.
I now see little breast.
And the only other person I've heard little breast on is Bill Clinton. Listen to this reversal. This is when he was in office.
Battling discrimination against mental illness, caring for children of veterans who suffer from a terrible disease.
And this is C's little breast.
C's little breast. C's little breast.
There we go.
C's little breast.
So, what a bizarre reversal to find on Hillary in the debate. And the only other person I've heard it on is her husband.
Yeah, that's weird. Birds of a feather. Well, she's a lesbian. And he looks at women as objects, and he would want to seize them, and that's where that expression, I think, is rooted. Do we want to go through the break, Todd? I want to make sure we get all these reversals in. Play that one more time, please.
Okay. Oops, I just closed it up. Here we go. Right, here's the forwards.
And I think probably he's not all that enthusiastic about having the rest of our country see what the real reasons are, because it must be something really important, even terrible, that he's trying to hide.
Okay, and I now see little breast.
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 You know, I honestly do not hear breast. I hear burst. Burst.
Oh, burst?
I hear burst or burst. B-U. I don't hear B-R. Burr. I hear burst. See if you don't hear burst. Maybe burst is it. I don't know.
Let's play it again.
I now see a little burst.
I now see a little burst.
I now see a little burst.
Oh, yeah, I normally agree with you, Jeff, but I can hear breast on that.
Go either way. I hear B-U, but whatever. All right, and your point is well taken, that both of them have used that expression in all the years that we've worked together. I've never heard anyone else use the term. So if it's there, it's weird. Now, we want to also point out, just for our listeners, that she says, maybe he's hiding something even terrible. This wretch is not held to the fire. He should have held her to the fire on the Clinton Foundation and the hundreds of millions and billions of dollars that have passed through that organization, the majority of which have ended up in the control of Bill and Hillary Clinton and their lovely daughter. Remember what the president of the Senate, the Senate president of Haiti said? The Clintons just ripped them off for I don't know how many millions. I think it was close to a billion. I'll look it up. She is talking about his income taxes, which are not relevant to anything when you compare what they have done, the Clintons have done to this country and all the people who have paid hundreds of millions of dollars and more to get favors, to get influence, to get meetings with her, to get special consideration. Totally sold this country's governmental processes out. We should be hearing about that, not about whether or not Donald Trump should release his taxes under an audit. He is under an audit, and his attorney said not until it's finished. Fine, whatever. The issue here is not Donald Trump's taxes. Trump's taxes have nothing to do with any of this. None of it. None of it.
Yep. I know, I agree. And you'll see a reversal when I play about his taxes, about that. So, okay, so here's the next one. This is on Trump. And here we go. Forwards.
Your staff taking the Fifth Amendment, taking the Fifth so they're not prosecuted. When you have the man that set up the illegal server taking the Fifth.
Okay, now here he calls Hillary goddess again. And he says, would you leave, goddess?
Would you leave, goddess?
Will you leave by this? Will you leave by this?
So he wants her out of there. And the goddess has a more ominous tone to it in this reversal. Here, let's go and bring up the other one. And you'll hear, okay, the first one he was buttering her up. This is the yeah goddess sing. I'll just play the reversal. Listen to the tone.
Yeah, goddess sing.
Yeah, goddess. Sing.
And on this one, would you leave goddess? The goddess is being more ominous.
Would you leave by this?
Would you leave by this?
You hear that, Jeff?
Would you leave by this?
Yeah, so there we go. So he's still buttering her up, but he's doing it with a barb in this reversal. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, would you leave? Go. Get out of here. We don't want you.
Here's a quick footnote regarding Haiti. And the former president of the Haitian Senate, he said in a blistering attack on Clintons and the Clinton Foundation that, here's the statement. Sadly, when an earthquake rocked the nation of Haiti in 2010, corruption moved in faster than the help so desperately needed. Today, the people of Haiti are still suffering despite the billions, billions of dollars that have flowed into the Clinton Foundation. The Clintons exploited this terrible disaster in my country to steal billions of dollars from the sick and starving people of Haiti. The world trusted the Clintons to help the Haitian people during their most desperate time of need, and they were deceived. The Clintons and their friends are richer today, while millions of Haitians still live in tents. The world deserves to know where that money went and why help was never sent.
Wow. Wow.
All right. The prison for life is too good for both of them. Their actions have killed hundreds of thousands of people, maybe over 500,000 people. We don't know. She ordered the execution of Muammar Gaddafi, arguably the greatest, most enlightened leader in Middle Eastern modern history. The ex-Haitian Senate president also said that Bill Clinton tried to bribe him on top of everything else. But look, this is not a joke. This is big-time international gangsterism. This woman is a gangster, a criminal. So is her pervert rapist husband. And they should have nothing to do with even talking about running for the presidency of our country. They are not fit in any measure. Sorry, this is the way it is.
It's okay. All right. So we have Trump now talking about his taxes, I think. Let's just play it.
But it's not 650. It's much less than that.
Oh, okay.
But I could give you a list of banks. I would, if that would help you.
Okay, he's talking about Hillary says that investigative reporting found he owes $650 million to Wall Street, and Trump comes back and says, no, it's not $650 million, it's less than that, anyway. But he says back, because you are scared, and he's talking directly to Hillary. There's no doubt in my mind about that. So here's this reversal.
You are scared.
You are scared. You are scared.
You hear that?
Oh, yeah.
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 And,
yeah.
We had that reversal on Hillary a while back. Hillary's scared. You remember that?
Sure, of course I do. Hillary's scared, Hillary's afraid, something like that. There were two of them.
Yeah, I should play that. Just
See if you can pull either one or both of those up. By the way, yes. Donald Trump is a businessman. He builds big buildings. He builds resorts. He builds all over the world. Where does he get the money for that? From the banks, from Wall Street, from corporations. He has spent his entire life working with those creeps and gangsters, and he knows them as well as anyone could know. I think what he said about Hillary right then had to do with the simple fact that whatever he may owe to Wall Street banks or the international banking system, she doesn't owe, because the Clinton Foundation is pure profit. And I think that's why he said she's scared, because the reality of it is she doesn't owe anybody anything. He does, because he's a legitimate businessman.
Yep. Anyway, that was quite a clear reversal.
Yes, it was.
And here's the one. Hillary says she's scared.
And that's the way primaries develop. Whoever it is that is going to, you know, make it through the preliminaries, the debates, the early contests, you're going to keep moving.
Okay, Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Very clear.
Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
All right.
No question about it. Yeah. None.
Now, of course, one of the interesting things that is we're seeing in these reversals is that how some of them are connecting back to previous reversals was found in the past. So there's a trend developing, like, be honest you, be honest damn you. I see little breasts, sees little breasts. You got scared, Hillary's scared. So the reversals are validating themselves over the months that we've been playing them. Okay, so there's this consistent theme that's appearing over the whole year.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, sure it does. Of course it does. That's fascinating. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, quite an amazing thing. All right, here's... which is the next one? We'll play... this is the next one in order. Okay, so here's Hillary gets in a zinger in backwards. Okay, so... Here's the forwards.
Because it's been squandered on so many of your ideas.
But you responded maybe because you haven't paid any federal income tax for a lot of years.
And here she says, that was your very shocking.
Very shocking.
So she actually gets a zinger in backwards.
Could she be saying, not very shocking? Not very shocking. Is that a put down? Not very shocking.
Well, hang on. Let's have a look.
Not very shocking.
I don't hear a T, but I hear an N and a vowel. I don't hear a T.
Let's do it again.
Not very shocking.
Oh, yeah, I can hear what you're hearing. Either way, it's very shocking.
Yeah, so. It certainly is. Now, that's, I've often wondered if this wretch, and she may well be listening tonight. She likes TV and likes, probably is enchanted with this. But Hillary, if you're listening.
Hillary?
Yes, of course. She may listen now or in recordings. I wonder, if you're at times sitting with yourself and you fully understand just how corrupt and criminal you and your husband are, and how many people have died because of your behaviors and your decisions and your illegal criminal activities. I wonder if you actually are consciously in touch with that. I wonder.
Well, she is listening to your show, and the reason why I know that is reversal I wasn't going to play. But seeing you brought it up, I am going to play this. Will I play it? Yes, I will. All right, here we go. Here's the forwards.
Well, the fact checkers. Get to work.
You are on. Okay, go to the fact checkers. And back where she says, David Oates said.
David Oates said.
You hear that?
Yeah. Here's a backhanded compliment to you. Yeah, yeah. David Oates said.
I don't know what to tell you, and it's right on fact checkers. What does reverse speech do? It checks facts. So you've got this congruent relationship. I wasn't going to play that one. I was.
All right. Good job. She listens. Of course, she listens.
And we moved your name in reverse. Remember the reversal I played about you? Something about rents.
A while back, I do. It's something that would intrigue anyone, and if she's got even an ounce of humanity in her, one wonders what she thinks when she hears her subconscious talking to her. And scared? Yeah, she's scared. Look what happened on 9/11. Her health is critical. It's not good. She had a full body seizure and went down like a falling tree. That's not good. So, whatever. That's the way it is, but I think she's listening.
Well, yeah, that reversal I just played verifies it. I was stunned when I heard that. I said, no, I didn't just hear that, did I? And I went back and I go, oh, my God, I did say that.
Yeah.
All right, talking about Hillary's health, here is the next one. This is out of order, this one. But here we go.
Let me start by saying words matter. Words matter when you run for president, and they really matter when you are president.
Okay, so she's talking about being president. And backwards, she tells us one of the oppositions she has to being president. But I'm ill. There you go.
Wow. There's her subconscious weighing in with the final statement, the final arbiter of all of this. Telling her, basically, remember, you're ill and speaking, but I'm ill. And there was no ambiguity about that. I'm ill. That's her subconscious speaking. I'm not well. We're not well here at all.
Right. And the word but is actually quite significant because that's the obstacle. But I'm ill.
Uh-huh.
I want to be president. I'm going to be president. It was essentially what you're saying forwards.
Yeah, yeah.
The problem. I'm ill. And let's play the forwards again, because this is a significant reversal. Here we go.
Let me start by saying words matter. Words matter when you run for president, and they really matter when you are president.
But I'm ill.
But I'm ill.
But I'm...
Well...
But I'm ill.
There you go. And we played once again. A theme is developing, because we played the reversal last show. Here we go. I'm Hillary. This is from the last show.
It was all personal stuff, and we've said that consistently. And as the FBI said, everything that I've said publicly has been consistent and truthful with what I told them.
And here she says, I face an illness. So here it is.
I face an illness.
Yeah,
so we've got it twice.
Repeated tonight, reconfirmed. No question, none at all.
Yep, okay. Actually, these reverse a little bit more revealing than I thought they were. Now I'm going through them one by one.
Yeah, this is some very, very potent things that are being said.
Yeah. All right. Now, next one in order. I played your very shocking, didn't I? Yes, I did. Yes. All right, so next one in order is another metaphor on Trump. Here we go.
It's an unbelievable company, but... On occasion, four times, we used certain laws that are there.
Okay, there's that sniff again, and he's talking about his bankruptcies. I don't know much about them. You probably know more about them than I do, Jeff.
No, a lot of people in business go through bankruptcies. That's what the bankruptcy laws are for. They're legal. They're used legally. There's nothing wrong with that. And he's come back from them. Bankruptcy is designed to give someone a chance to start over and do better, whatever the circumstances. That's a crude generalization, but that's the way I read it.
Yeah, quite an interesting reversal. Another metaphor. A God had a soul.
Wow.
God has a soul. And the way he said it was almost in a resigned way, It was reverential in a design.
It was
designed to sound like that. It was very interesting. That is very interesting. Play it again, Dan.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
It's an unbelievable company. But on occasion, four times, we used certain laws that are there.
And God had a soul.
There had a soul.
I think he's making a general statement. In fact, God has a soul, not had.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Let's both
has.
Hang on.
There had a soul.
Oh, you're right.
There had a soul.
Yeah, okay. All right.
There had a soul.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Well, that's fine. I mean, it's a good positive upbeat reversal, you know.
Very positive. Very upbeat. Let me say one other thing, if I might, about the audio again. When you hear the forewords, and at the end of his statement, you hear him sniff, I want to ask you, is the sniff louder than his forward speech? And the answer is yes. That tells you that the microphone is being pushed to, they're pinning it to get that sniff. That sniff is louder than his forward spoken words. Listen to it, David. Play it again.
So here's the forward.
It's an unbelievable company. But on occasion, four times, we used certain laws that are there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I guarantee you that he doesn't sniff louder than he talks, okay?
No, I wouldn't think so. No. No, yeah, they've obviously pinned the mic.
Yeah.
All right, here's an interesting one on the moderator. He's admonishing the audience to be quiet.
Let me just admonish the audience one more time. There was an agreement. We did ask you to be silent, so it would be helpful for us. Secretary Clinton.
And he says, I see what excited you.
I see what excited you.
And again.
I see what excited you.
They're actually cheering for Hillary Clinton. You know, they were clapping.
Yeah, I see what's excited the audience to cheer for Clinton. Now, if you notice, this is another perfect example of how marvelous reverse speech is. Every syllable is clearly, audibly understood. When you listen to the reversal, listen to how he says excited. You can almost see the letters in your mind's eye. Play it one more time, David.
Here we go.
I see it excited you.
Great reversal.
I see it excited you.
Classic example of reverse speech.
Yeah, what excited you.
Let's run the whole lot backwards. Here we go.
No, here we go. Sorrowful for he do us. No, I see it excited you.
It just jumps out the gibberish, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely love it the way it does that. Hey, I'll do that again. Yeah, it's got that nice melodic sing-song tone. Gibberish is monotone, and then you get this.
Well, that's a great one.
Reversal. Yeah. Pretty incredible thing, reverse speech. It still never ceases to amaze me. I'm trying to see what order we should go in next. I got some. We won't go to that yet. Okay, all right. So here we have Trump.
Got about 6 minutes till the end of the hour.
Sorry, what's that, Jeff?
We have 6 minutes till the end of the hour.
Oh, yeah, but then we've got our two.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure. Just letting you know.
Okay.
You were the one that brought up the word super predator about young black youth. And that's a term that I think was it's been horribly met, as you know. I think you've apologized for it. But I think it was a terrible thing to say.
And here he says, damn you, Barack, it's rust.
Damn you, Barack, it's rust.
And he's just upset at Barack for allowing that situation the last 8 years to develop. I mean, Chicago's got, 3,500 murders or something like that?
Well, is he saying it's rust? Is that what he's saying at the end? It's rust?
That's what I'm
saying. He's talking about America's manufacturing base. The rust belt. Michigan, Ohio. It's all that's the rust belt. Our manufacturing base, where all of our factories now are falling down, buildings deserted. The Rust Belt. damn you, Barack, it's rust. In other words, Barack Obama has done nothing to resurrect our manufacturing base, bring jobs back, bring companies back. He's really angry about that. That's the way I heard it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, there's anger in the reversal. All right, so let's play the forwards again.
You were the one that brought up the word super predator about young black youth. And that's a term that I think was a it's been horribly met, as you know. I think you've apologized for it. But I think it was a terrible thing to say.
And damn you, Barack, it's rust.
Damn you, Barack, it's rust.
Oh, yeah.
Damn you, Barack, it's rust. Damn you, Barack, it's rust.
See, that's his big message, is that he wants to bring corporations, companies, industry back to these states and help reinvigorate the inner cities and the Americans, African Americans, all Americans in the inner cities who no longer have jobs, no longer have hope, nothing. Obama has completely stabbed them in the back. That's what he's talking about here, the Rust Belt. And that's another very important one. As I listen to this, David, I'm amazed at how well Donald did against the arrayed things that were in place to defeat him, like that zinger about how you haven't paid your taxes. Completely off topic, completely designed to push his hot button and make him defend. Those are all rehearsed, might even been spoken into her ear. And then I don't know if you saw the 10-second video that I believe shows unquestionably that she had some kind of a small physical and neurological episode during the debate. 10-second video, I've got it. And she kind of shakes a little bit. First, what does she do? She says, ha, which is what she does when she is in trouble. She laughs inappropriately. She laughs too loudly. She went, ha. And then there was a silence. And if you look at her face, she doesn't know where she is. And then I think they used that earpiece and they were telling her, keep talking. Remember that, folks? Keep talking, or something very much like it. And they pulled her out of it with the earbud. I think that's the link.
Wow.
That video is very important to look at. I'll make sure it's up to the top of the page again.
Yeah, and the other thing that we should point out is that so far, the reversals between Trump and Hillary, once again, are chalk and cheese. Hillary's being dishonest. She's lying. She says as much in her reversals. She's got this other agenda running. Trump is being congruent. His reversals are adding or confirming what he's saying forwards. Okay? So, what can I say?
That's obvious. You got it. Yeah. Once again, reverse speech dazzles. Just dazzles with its reliability. That's exposition and revelations of the inner workings of these two people in this case. Chalk and cheese, you got it.
Absolutely. And let's get a quick reverse on the moderator, one before the break.
Clinton, you have 2 minutes.
Clinton, you have 2 minutes. He says backwards, enemies bang.
Enemies bang.
Enemies bang. Enemies bang.
That's what's happening. Two enemies up there banging each other.
Wow. Wow, yeah. Okay, well, that's been fascinating. We have about 2 minutes left. What are you hearing from people who have listened to these? What's the response?
Oh, well, actually, that's interesting. See, it depends on what side of the camp you're on. The reverse speech people are absolutely loving it. People have been, you know, fans of mine for many years. Of course, it's exactly what they're wanting to hear. But I've had quite a few negative comments on my YouTube video about it, more so than my other vids, and saying I'm being biased, you know.
They haven't heard you do Hillary Clinton before because they couldn't make that claim. There's no bias at all. You're simply reflecting what you hear in reverse. She's got a... This is Hillary. This is classic Hillary. She's not deviating from what she's done in the past. There's no bias here.
There's no bias. No. I get accused of this all the time. But look, I'm a researcher. I just put my headphones on and run the tapes in reverse and document what I find.
And when I hear something that is different than David is a gentleman. He's a real researcher. He wants to hear what I hear. Sometimes he agrees with me, sometimes he doesn't. But this man is not going in to this with an agenda that is immutable. Mm-hmm. He's open.
Yep. Yep. I know. So, no, there's no bias. No, I'm just documenting what I find. And, you know, if people don't like it, I'm sorry. You know, people say they want the truth, but what they really mean is only what I want the truth if it agrees with my point of view, you know.
So, that's true. No, David calls me, and he'll tell me what he's got. He'll say, well, it came out this way, it came out that way, we've got some really good things here and that. He never does anything but report to me, describe to me what he has found. That's it. Never a word otherwise, nothing. Just what he's found, the facts.
Yeah, I train my analysts that way. Keep personal opinions out of it. You know, what you believe is not important at all. You're a researcher. You're following predetermined guidelines that have been developed to help you locate accurate reversals, and you're documenting what you're finding. It's as simple as that, you know.
Right,
and,
right.
When I'm finding it, I'm not even thinking about what they mean. I mean, like, actually, to be frank, a lot of it's just happened on the show as I'm playing them and thinking about them, you know. So mm-hmm. all I've been mm-hmm. doing the last day is going through them and checking for accuracy. I mean, I've thrown out about half of them that I found and only come up with the best ones.
If you don't know about reverse speech, David is very stringent about the fact that all the syllables have to be there and it has to make semantic sense. There are some metaphors which are certainly understandable. That's how the human mind is. The human mind is a very deep and profound process. The subconscious mind, the conscious mind is trivial, and it deals in day-to-day currencies and deception and deceit. And unfortunately, in this day and age, it deals with lying all the time, both within and without. That's just what we are. People expect to be lied to, and so they say, well, why the hell shouldn't I lie? And they do. But you don't hear lies from the subconscious, and that's what we're hearing tonight. Once again, Hillary is being exposed for what she is. And once again, Donald Trump is being exposed for what he is. And it's a remarkable thing. You should go back and look at some of the other programs we have up at Rents for You with David, and you'll hear many programs with extraordinary reversals. So go have fun and listen. All right? Hang on a minute. We'll be right back with hour number two with David John Oates.